Today, the Federal Communications Commission gave another thumbs up to providers of internet-based telephone services. The agency said that those services should not be subject to the regulations that traditional phone companies face. State regulators fear that without some local oversight, internet phone service could eat away at services that many consumers depend on. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The idea of getting phone service over the internet may be new to many consumers, but a company called Vonage has already sold over 300,000 people on the idea. Vonage can sell all-you-can-call plans for as low as $25. One thing the company cannot do, according to spokesman Chris Murray, is wrestle with 50 different regulatory agencies.
If we've got 50 different states with 50 different ideas of how we should run our business, sometimes those ideas come into conflict with each other. If California wants us to provide a bill in one particular way and Minnesota wants us to do it in another way, we just don't have a way to comply because we don't know where our customers are.
Because Vonage users are simply on the internet and can log in from anywhere in the world. Regulators in Minnesota said last year, if it looks like phone service and talks like phone service, we should be able to regulate it like phone service. The state tried to force Vonage to get a business certificate and meet state requirements. So Vonage asked the Federal Communications Commission for some relief, and today the company got much of what it asked for. Chairman Michael Powell waxed historical, saying the commission was recognizing the uniqueness of what's known as voice over IP or VoIP phone service.
You know, since 1870, home telephone service has essentially been the same. Just two phones connected by a wire. But this landmark order recognizes that a revolution has occurred. Internet voice services have cracked the 19th century mold to the great benefit of consumers.
Powell said VoIP is like email or instant messaging. It sends data packets over the internet across state lines and around the world and should not be regulated by state agencies like traditional phone service. While Vonage applauded, state regulators fretted over where this decision might lead. Commissioner Ben Nelson of the Michigan Public Service Commission says regardless of the technology involved, Vonage is being sold as a stand-in for traditional phone service.
And as such, we think customers have the right to have certain protections. One is the ability to know that they're going to get 911.
Right now, Vonage does offer a form of 911, but it's limited and doesn't meet state requirements to show the location of the caller. The FCC ruling says Minnesota or any other state cannot use 911 standards to keep Vonage from opening up shop. Today's decision makes clear that federal regulators are in charge here, and that's important to investors who want to know that VoIP has an advantage over traditional phone service. But this is not the end of the story. The commission has several upcoming decisions to make about VoIP. Should it be subject to wiretap requirements? Should VoIP providers help subsidize phone service to rural areas and low-income consumers? The remaining uncertainty led Commissioner Michael Copps to say the agency is just avoiding the tough questions.
We need a framework for all carriers and all services, not a stream of incremental decisions based on the needs of individual companies. We need a framework to explain the consequences for Homeland Security, public safety, and 911.
But Copps went along with the pro-Vonage decision. The overwhelming feeling among commissioners seems to be that VoIP is probably the next big thing, one consumers are certain to embrace. In recent years, the commission has had a hard time keeping up with the pace of change in the telecom industry. FCC Chair Michael Powell is hoping this decision will help the agency keep up. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.